Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 1. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Buenos días, Carmen.
Buenos días, Mar. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Bien, gracias.
Pues nuestros oyentes no te van a conocer, ¿no?
Bueno, pero me presento enseguida.
Perfecto. Bueno, preséntate.
Pues soy Carmen, soy profesora de español en Escocia y vengo de una región muy pequeña en el interior de España que se llama Cuenca.
Cuenca. Entonces yo no conozco muy bien Cuenca.
¿No?
¿Nos puedes explicar un poco dónde está, si está lejos o cerca de alguna ciudad que vamos a conocer?
Cuenca está en medio de Madrid y Valencia. ¿Vale? Seguro que conocéis estas dos ciudades, son bastante famosas. Y Cuenca, la región de Cuenca es famosa por Don Quijote principalmente, también por el queso manchego.
Que está muy rico,
¿no? Está muy bueno, sí.
Muy bien. Y entonces estás dando clases aquí en Escocia, estás enseñando el español.
Sí, aquí en Glasgow, en una escuela de idiomas.
¿Y qué tal Escocia?
Me gusta mucho. Bueno. Hace mucho frío, pero es muy bonita.
Más frío que en España, ¿no?
Sí.
Well, we're already started talking quite a lot of Spanish here in this first episode of our fourth season of Coffee Break Spanish. And that, hopefully, is the way things are going to continue because we are here to help you understand and develop your Spanish speaking skills. Con esta cuarta temporada de Coffee Break Spanish, estamos aquí para ayudaros a aumentar vuestro vocabulario.
También a ampliar vuestros conocimientos sobre la gramática española.
Y también a expresaros como nativos. And we're going to do all of this by helping you understand a series of texts. And these texts basically tell a story. It's the story of Spanish Maria and her Scottish boyfriend Rory and his friend Alejandro and how they spend their summer in Mallorca, in the Balearic island of Mallorca in Spain. So over the next 40 lessons, you're going to be listening to these texts. And their texts are full of fantastic vocabulary, interesting grammar points, and of course, lots of idiomatic expressions to help you express yourselves in a variety of ways in Spanish.
Y bueno, yo creo que es hora de empezar a escuchar nuestro texto en español.
Perfecto. Okay, this first text is a diary entry written by María. Vamos a por ella.
de junio. Querido diario, hace un par de semanas que he vuelto a mi estimada isla, Mallorca, tierra de sol, playa, deliciosa comida mediterránea, viñedos, pieles y zapatos. No negaré que he echado de menos a mi familia, pero ya he vuelto de Edimburgo, donde he pasado un año increíble. El Erasmus ha sido un éxito por muchas razones. En la universidad he aprendido muchas cosas. no solo de mi carrera, historia del arte, sino también de mis profesores escoceses y mis compañeros de clase. Aparte de estudiar, me surgió la posibilidad de dar clases como asistente de español en el Centro Lorca, y fue genial. Estoy tan contenta de haber disfrutado y de haber aprendido tantas cosas de mi propio país y de mis alumnos. La verdad es que las clases nocturnas de español fueron una gran lección para mí. Y bueno, ahí es donde conocí a un chico muy interesante. Sí, un chico alto, fuerte, de rasgos algo aniñados, pequitas en la nariz, sonrisa grande y dulce. Y como buen escocés, es pelirrojo. Él ha estudiado biología marina y está loco por el submarinismo. También es un apasionado de la lengua española. De hecho, vivió un tiempo en Argentina. Es el chico más guapo e interesante del mundo. Pero, ¿qué voy a decir yo? No soy nada imparcial. Cuando le vi entrar a clase por primera vez, me puse roja como un tomate. Él me miró y me dijo con ese acento tan gracioso: «Hola, me llamo Rory. Mi español es muy malo». Yo no lo pude remediar y solté una carcajada. ¡Qué vergüenza! No quería reírme, pero me puse tan nerviosa. Nos caímos bien al instante y después de cada clase se quedaba un rato más para hablar conmigo. Con la típica excusa de «necesito mejorar mi español», empezamos a quedar para tomar un café en Starbucks y resultó que vivíamos muy cerca. Así que volvíamos de las clases juntos. Y ya lo dicen por ahí, el roce hace el cariño. Ahora se me hace extraño no tenerle cerca, pero existe la posibilidad de que venga a pasar el verano. A mí me apetece mucho veranear en la isla y estar cerca de mis padres y de mi tía favorita, Consuelo. Ayer tomamos café y le expliqué mi historia con Rory. Estaba encantada de que yo esté tan feliz y de que él sea pelirrojo. Me dice que quiere que tengamos muchos bebés con pecas y con su pelo rojizo. Me muero de risa con ella. Es un encanto de mujer. Bueno, me despido por ahora que ya es tarde. Buenas noches.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Mark, me ha encantado el texto y ya quiero saber qué es lo próximo que va a pasar en esta historia.
Tendrás que esperar. That's a secret for just now. You'll need to wait until episode 40. Entonces, lo que vamos a hacer ahora es explicaros un poco el texto en inglés. Uh-huh. Y así vais a poder entender el texto. So, the protagonist of the story is María, and she's from the island of Mallorca in the Mediterranean. However, she's been studying this past year in Edinburgh, where she has met Rory. Now, she's been back in Mallorca for a couple of weeks, and while she was in Edinburgh, she really did miss her family. She was actually spending an Erasmus year in Edinburgh, and that is when you're studying at a European university and you do an exchange to another European university for a year. So she did her Erasmus year in Edinburgh, and she learned many things while she was there, not only about what she was studying, which is history of art, but also about her Scottish teachers and her classmates. And in addition to studying, she also had the opportunity to work as a language assistant in the Centro Lorca.
Me surgió la posibilidad de dar clases como asistente de español en el Centro Lorca.
And she absolutely loved that. Not only because she enjoyed teaching, but she happened to meet a very interesting young man there. A tall, strong, rather
pelirrojo.
Scottish. Yeah, pelirrojo. Rather Scottish looking man, a red-haired man. And she got on very well with him. This young man studied marine biology and he absolutely loves diving. He's also passionate about the Spanish language.
También es un apasionado de la lengua española. De hecho, vivió un tiempo en Argentina.
He did indeed live some time in Argentina. Now, María seems to be quite in love with Rory. She says he's the most beautiful or the most handsome and interesting guy in the world. Now, María talks about how she felt when she first saw him. In fact, she liked the look of him from the first time she saw him. In fact, she went as red as a tomato, she says. Now, Rory explains that his Spanish is very bad. And, of course, María is very happy to help him with his Spanish. And in fact, as they get to know each other a little more, it turns out that they lived very close by. So they went home from class together.
Y resultó que vivíamos muy cerca, así que volvíamos de las clases juntos.
And of course, we'll hear more about this love story as time goes on through our episodes. So María is now back in Mallorca, and she mentions another person who will become an important person in this story, and that is her favourite aunt, Consuelo. She had coffee with her aunt the previous day, and she was telling her about the story of Rory. In fact, her aunt was delighted that she's met this nice Scottish young man. And like all aunties, she's already invented this entire story herself.
Me dice que quiere que tengamos muchos bebés con pecas y con su pelo rojizo.
I'm not quite sure if María is ready for that yet, but that's what her aunt feels anyway. So there we have it, an explanation of the text in English. Now, this is where we say adios to our listeners who are using the preview version of this episode. We'll be continuing to discuss the episode. In fact, we'll go through every single word in our extended version. The premium version of Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 features extended audio episodes for each lesson with a full analysis of the text and further examples of the language covered. Of course, there's a transcript of the entire episode and also a bonus audio lesson featuring translation challenges. To find out how to access this premium version, please visit coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks with the next chapter in our story. In the meantime, head over to the website on coffeebreakspanish.com where you can join in the discussion about the lesson or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish or on Twitter where we're at Learn Spanish. Let us know if you've enjoyed this episode and feel free to post a review on iTunes and help other advanced learners of Spanish discover the show. Estaremos de vuelta muy pronto. Hasta la próxima. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.